It's Marketplace Tech for March 4th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. News came this week that Alphabet subsidiary Google is giving $1 million to UNICEF to fight the Zika virus, which is spread chiefly by mosquitoes. The World Health Organization recently declared the spread of the virus a public health emergency. Google is also using its powers of information gathering to help UNICEF try to map and anticipate where and how the virus might move next. In the past, Google has taken data on what people in different places are searching for to understand where the flu, for instance, has taken hold and how it's spreading. Now, think of applying that data gathering to Zika and throw in things like weather data, which could, for instance, indicate where the mosquitoes are. Jacqueline Fuller is the director of Google.org, the company's charitable giving arm. Jacqueline, tell me about what you've set up here.
So we have put the latest information, really trusted, you know, government official data on Google Search to make sure that folks looking for information can have it there in 16 different languages. We have a team of Google engineers and data scientists and designers who are working with UNICEF to develop a data platform. The idea is to bring together lots of different large data sets to help visualize the risk of Zika transmission.
What are the essential characteristics of that kind of tool?
Well, it's critical that it's open source so that eventually we can make this available to large numbers of scientists and researchers and health officials to see what inferences they can draw. The other thing that's important is to work with really large data sets so that we can see a fine level of information. And so the data sets that UNICEF has brought in include travel, weather, disease incidence. It's important to bring together a variety of different data sets to really help paint a picture of what's going on.
Obviously, we all hope that this works amazingly and can be used in the future. But because it's kind of a new experiment in a way, it's totally possible that this won't be helpful at all, right? I hate to bring that up, but it is possible.
Oh, you're absolutely right. With any sort of new software approach, new data analysis, it really is going to depend on the quality of the data and whether we can bring together the right sets of information that when you cross-correlate them, really help paint a bigger picture. So we're not 100% sure what we're going to be able to determine and when we're going to be able to do it. But we thought this, you know, being an engineering company, this could be a unique way for Google to help.
Jacqueline Fuller is the director of Google.org. Jacqueline, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's Silicon Tally time. Today, one of my favorite podcast hosts of all time joins me, Heaven Nagatu, co-host of BuzzFeed's Another Round podcast. Heaven, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready.
Okay. 440,000 tweets per minute.
Oh, man. Is that the Chris Rock monologue?
This is very close.
Oh, Leo, my baby.
Leo.
He finally won.
He finally won. This is the number of tweets per minute posted when Leo DiCaprio accepted the Oscar for Best Actor for his performance in The Revenant.
We're all happy for him, but we're glad it's over.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, so my number is 350%.
The amount of increase in Instagram posts about food around Christmas. I mean, what a terrible guess. That is a terrible
Very
guess.
Very specific, horrible guess. So that is the spike in searches for how can I move to Canada on Google in the past 4 hours of Super Tuesday.
In the last four, after it was clear that Donald Trump had someone tweeted, all white people are like, how do I move to Canada? And all people of color are like, this is terrifying. It's an actual thing that I face.
that's true. It's like, how about you try to stop a racist instead of moving to Canada?
It feels like a Google search of the privileged. All right. 9 episodes.
Are there going to be 9 more Star Wars?
No. Well, yes, probably. Probably now that Disney owns the franchise, I'm sure.
Yeah.
This is the length of a new documentary series called Moonshot, and it's about the Google Lunar X Prize. So the competition promising $30 million to the first team to send a privately funded rover to the moon.
I just feel like we shouldn't be privately exploring space.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why are you trying to make that a business, man?
Yeah.
Let science handle that.
All right. What do you got for me?
So the number is 11.2 billion.
Ooh. The number of people who use WhatsApp around the world?
There are not 11.2 billion people.
Oh, no, yeah.
on this earth. What's going on there? So Forbes put out its like richest humans list. Mark Zuckerberg had the best year of all the billionaires. He added 11.2 billion to his fortune, moving up to number 6 from 16.
What do you think Mark Zuckerberg should do with this money?
I don't know. Facebook kind of scares me. I think they're on this kind of like colonializing mission to bring internet to everyone in a weird way.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what Mark should do with that money, but invest it in other people.
Heaven Nagatu is co-host of BuzzFeed's Another Round podcast. You should check it out. Heaven, thank you very much.
Thank you for letting me play.
And Alexa, give me new devices.
I wondered why the baseball was getting bigger, and then it hit me.
Okay, that's Alexa just delivering a bad joke. It's one of the many things Amazon's Echo gadget does, along with taking voice commands of all kinds in your home to buy stuff, play music, get a weather report. But the world does now have two new members of the Amazon Echo family. This week, the $90 Echo Dot connects to stereo systems and is a gadget that takes the same voice commands as the original. The Amazon Tap is a Bluetooth speaker that, when connected to the internet, will listen just like the other devices, but not as easily. You got to hit a button. Perfect. More gadgets for your home, listening all the time and connected to the world-gobbling retail octopus named Amazon. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.